26. The secretary in the main office of Northfield High looks curiously at the trio of after-school visitors but asks no questions. Perhaps she assumes they are family members come to plead the case of some failing student. Whatever they are, it's Howie Ricker's problem, not hers. She checks a magnetic board covered with multicolored tags and says, "He should still be in his homeroom. That's 309 on the third floor, but please peek through the window and make sure he's not with a student. He has conferences today until 4, and with school ending in a couple of weeks, plenty of kids stop by to ask for help on their final papers or plead for extra time."
Hodges thanks her and they go up the stairs, their heels echoing. From somewhere below, a quartet of musicians is playing Greensleeves. From somewhere above, a hearty male voice cries jovially, "You suck, Malone!"
Room 309 is halfway down the third floor corridor, and Mr. Ricker, dressed in an eye-burning paisley shirt with the collar unbuttoned and the tie pulled down, is talking to a girl who is gesturing dramatically with her hands. Ricker glances up, sees he has visitors, then returns his attention to the girl. The visitors stand against the wall, where posters advertise summer classes, summer workshops, summer holiday destinations, an end-of-year dance. A couple of girls come bopping down the hall, both wearing softball jerseys and caps. One is tossing a catcher's mitt from hand to hand, playing hot potato with it. Holly's phone goes off, playing an ominous handful of notes from the Jaws theme. Without slowing, one of the girls says, "You're going to need a bigger boat." And they both laugh. Holly looks at her phone, then puts it away.
"A text from Tina," she says.
Hodges raises his eyebrows.
"Her mother knows about the money. Her father will, too, as soon as he gets home from work."
She nods toward the closed door of Mr. Ricker's room.
"No reason to hold back now."